Yes, Rodney.
Hey, Mr. Douglas, it's Rodney from Family First. Sorry for reaching out to you by now. I mean, like, out of the office for just one of the things. I was reaching out to you. I mean, I see a couple notes left from Sarah and also from my supervisor over here.
Right.
Marquito, I mean, something happened over the weekend as well that, I mean, Pamela called off.
Yes, but, Marquito was supposed to take the step, but she had a family issue, so she called out. So, the lady from Ameribeth stayed, and she, I had to call, I called guys to get them hours from Sunday, switched over to Ameribeth for the lady, so that lady can get paid.
Oh, okay, you did that movement for Sunday the 1st, right?
Right.
Okay, it was a lady from Maryhill. Okay, okay.
But no, she wasn't from that company, no.
Oh, my
she
God.
She was from Ameribeth. She wasn't from Family First because they wasn't going to let her work.
Okay, no, I got you. In this case, I mean, but did you hear anything from Pamela? Do you know the lady that was before that?
Who? Jamila?
Yeah, Pamela, like the one that we assigned for every other week.
Oh, well, Pamela said she quit. She said she quit because y'all didn't give her enough hours.
I get it. Oh, I get it now. So now you're missing one for every other week, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know if this current weekend is going to be Marquita again? I don't know if she's going to make it
yes,
up for
that. Yes, this is Marquita's weekend.
Okay, okay. So I'll assign Sarah to find someone on the 14-15, this case next week. Okay. Mr. Douglas, I was also reaching out to you. I do see that, I mean, like, there were, like, the thing with the hours going on for the 16, the 26,
right.
And the 27. Those hours, we just received them, okay? So Chiquita will receive that this Friday.
So all of it, so she can have 94 hours, I think.
I mean, she will get the regular. I mean, I'm not counting the regular. The regular, she will get them anyways, okay? But I'm counting the extra that she doesn't usually do.
Right.
You know,
so that's,
it was...
It's 40 hours 20, overtime.
It was
40 hours.
24 hours above what she normally does. That's what I'm saying, okay?
Say it again.
24 hours above of what she normally does. Okay? Because, you know, it's 8, 8, and 8. There were 3 days that she stayed over.
Right. But also on her regular check, she gets her regular week is 48 hours. Right?
I guess so. Let me take
right. Right. On her regular hours, it's 48 hours because she goes a double on Wednesday.
Mhm. Yeah, 48. So above that, she will receive the 24 extra that I'm telling you. Okay.
So all her hours right now, it should be equal up to 88 hours, correct?
We summarize everything. It's 72.
No, it should be 88. Nina says it should be 88.
Let me see if I'm counting wrong.
Yeah, you counting wrong.
Yeah. One sec. I'm summarizing everything together. Oh, I'm seeing 72 still.
Nina told me 88.
Yeah, because there are 3 days. There are three days. That's like 8, 8, and 8. That's 24, isn't it?
8 times 3 is 24. But
exactly. If her regular is 48, that's a regular hour. I mean, per week. If regular is 48, we summarize 48 plus this 24. It gives us 72.
But that's all overtime. So that's at 25
yeah.
hours an hour.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's 24 hours that she did extra covering the other latest shift, you know? So it's the base is the 48 that she normally does plus the 24 that I'm telling you that she was covering. I'm doing like the math over here.
And plus her 250 bonus.
Exactly. I mean, I literally pulled the ears from our administrator over here over a call because he left on vacation. I don't know what the hell happened with this guy. I'm sorry if I refer to him like this. If he's hearing the call, I'm sorry, Jonah. But I don't know what happened with him, okay? But literally I had everyone here, like, going around, like, hey, what's going on? And it was a bonus. I know that it was paid to Marquita. I don't know why it wasn't for Shakita, but she will get it this weekend. Everyone here is, like, trying to find peace on getting her paid with
that. Oh, you got the 16th is on here, the 25th, and the 26th. And then the 27th is her regular day. But that day is overtime, too. That's what I'm seeing. But that'll be on her regular check. You see what I'm saying? Because on Wednesday, she does the double. She does the 4 to 12, and then she does the 12 to 8 Wednesday.
Yeah, I know that she does a double. I'm not counting, like, either way. It's like a overtime rate for you, everyone. I mean, I'm just saying, like, she's getting 48 because that's what she regularly works every week.
Right.
And she's also getting 24 apart from that. Because she covered three different shifts of 8 hours each. And if we summarize that together, the 48 plus 24, that gives us 72. Okay? I'm just doing, like, literally the math right here in front of me with the computer, so.
All right, but Nina told me it's 88.
Yeah, I mean, if we can locate, like, any other hours, I can, like, help you. Hey, you're right. All right,
well,
that's what's missing. But, like,
can you reach out to Nina and ask see what she was talking about for me, please? Just do that, please, before y'all put your time in tomorrow.
Okay. She said it was how many? You said 88?
She told me this morning it was 88 hours. Can you call her and then call me back?
Okay, Nina. Okay, I'll reach out to her right now once we finish the call. And we are pending for the lady to cover from the 14, okay? Also, Mr. Douglas, now that I have you on the phone, it's very important because I do see that there's a note from our authorizations department because I do see that the waiver that Ms. Janice has is ending on the 8th of February. That is this very Sunday. What we recommend... The waiver, I mean, this is the plan that you guys have approved from the county assistance office for home care.
Yeah, no, that runs out the 28th. That runs out the 28th for this month. I'm already on top of it.
I did see the 28th update over here. I was going to call you, but right now, the waiver is ending like on the 8th. Like there's a date different than that over here. That's showing to our authorizations department. Like in the Medicaid is showing ending on the 8th this Sunday. So this doesn't come directly from only Keystone. This comes from the county assistance office.
I know. Yeah, I'm waiting on someone to call me back from them. I just said that. I already know that.
Okay. So as soon as you get a chance, please try to push them. I mean, don't wait only for them to call you because this guy's like.
No, I'm not. I know that.
Okay. So I'm notifying you because this is the date that is showing us over here.
Right. But, the coordinator said 28th. That's why I know what's on. That's why when you brought it up, I already knew this is 28th. But I'm on top of it. I'll reach out again tomorrow.
Okay. I got you. So I'll be advised if anything. If I know it. Something before that, I'll let you know, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so Sarah will be in touch with you or me, like, for finding the date. So we have some time for next week on the 14th, okay?
Yeah.
All right, mister.
All right, so take
care of the
thing and call me right back, please.
Yeah, I'm going to call Nina right now, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Sean. Thank you so much for taking my call.